Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. It's Shisha B'Yis Peskos, Rav Menorah Tashkich Yu. And the Schus Chayach of Efego Es Michal Tis Basia, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah, Vos Victor Bas Tila Ravida, Rav Nachman Rav Rav Baravua, Chulin 8a, Sakin Shalos Kochav Mutter Lishchit Babas, Rav Lachtuch Babas, Rav Mutter Lishchit Bamakalkulu, Babas, Rav Lachtuch Babas, Rav Sakin. Rav Nachman says, Rav Ravua says, with regard to a knife that's used for idol worship, it's permitted to slaughter an animal with it, but it is prohibited to cut meat with it. It's permitted to slaughter an animal with it because slaughtering it is a destructive action vis-a-vis the animal, which is worth more of an end of the lives. Therefore, you're allowed to use a sack and shell of a desara. But it is prohibited to cut meat with it because once the animal is slaughtered, cutting it is a constructive action that renders the meat manageable. And therefore, you're allowed to use binana from this sack and from this knife of a desara marava. There are times when it's prohibited for one who slaughters an animal to use the knife, who slaughters an animal to use a knife used for idol worship, i.e., in the case of an animal that is in danger, meaning is it about to die. If he doesn't slaughter the animal, it would become an unslaughtered carcass and depreciate in value, and therefore it is benefiting from the knife. He's not allowed to use it, and there are times when it is permitted for one who cuts meat to use a knife of idol worship. What would that be a case? In a case of an animal whose thighs are intended to be sent as a gift to a person of stature, cutting it into pieces would render it unfit for this purpose, thereby diminishing its value. That's why you're allowed to use this knife. Frak the Gemara of Etepeke Mishum Shamnunis di Isura, and derive that it is prohibited to use a knife used for idol worship, not because benefit from it is prohibited, but due to the residue of forbidden of fat of forbidden carcasses on the knife, and derive that it is prohibited to use a knife used for idol worship, not because benefit from it is prohibited, but due to the residue of fat of forbidden carcasses on the knife, answers the Gemara. Now Rav Nachman is referring to a case of b'chadosha. The Gemara challenges, chadosha ben Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Akiva mishamshei avodas kochavim him, mishamshei avodas kochavim him asur lad sheyavdu. If it is a new knife, both according to Rabbi Yishmael and according to Rabbi Kiva, who disagreed about whether an idol is forbidden from the moment that one crafts it or from the moment that one worships it, a knife is merely in the category of accessories of idol worship, Misham Shevoi Dezara. And Misham Shevoi Dezara are only also after used for idol worship. So if it's Chadosh, it's not a problem. So Gemara explains, Iba is Ema. The Pasik Ve Gavdel Avod Yitzchav Miyas Ema B'Yishana Shalibna Ba'ov. If you wish, you could say the reference is to a case where he cut a branch, a gevazah for idol worship with a knife, which leaves no residue. And if you wish, you can say instead of Rav Nachman referring to the case of an old knife that he burned until it became white hot in the fire, and therefore there's no residue on the knife. So when we're dealing with this knife, that's us around Misham Sheva Dezara. It's talking about either where he cut a branch for idol worship, so there is no Shamunis, or he did leave one. He was Malabin Boor. It became white hot in the fire, and therefore there is no residue on the knife. Adkan Midivrei Kotcho Shel HaGemore. Tosis in Dibra Maschel Shalibna Bo'or writes, the Tema de Mashma Achad Boi Libun. Here it's Mashma that if Hashem Yusuf of Iser, so you have to be Malabin Bo'or. The mashma achad by libun, and there's also mashma like that in the Tosefta and Avodah Zarah. So there also it says you need libun, but in Psachim 30b it's mashma that it's enough to do a hag'olah. It says these Pesach knives, you do hag'olah, boiling hot water. So here it says to kasher you need libun. And there it says, to kasher, you need hagala is enough. So Rabbi Anutam says, we have to be mechalik. Chametz is heter rabala, when it was bole, it was still heter. And memela, hagala is enough. Hashem came here, we're talking about a surah bala, so you need libun. Oram Rabbeinu Tam, the halachah with Yosef Darev Sikinim Gedolim, we're talking about big knives, that you roast basar, and it's used with fire, and they're for libun. But the Pesach knives are talking about small ones, not big ones. Here they're big ones, which is used with fire. And there we're talking about small ones, small knives, which are not used with fire, so hagal is enough. If you'd like to understand Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, make these chalukim between a terabala and a surabala. Terabala's hagal is enough, a surabala's you need libun. Big knife, small knife. As the Gra writes, that this chilek between a big knife and a small knife is even according to the first teretz. It connects the first teretz that if it's hetera bala and a small knife, then it's enough to have hagala. And a surah bala and a big knife, you need a libra. That's the Gra. The Gra says the two teretz are connected. But Sarach Talmud Biu Advarim. Another Machlekes, Tois later on writes, and so to Tois in Avodazar 76b, Daribana Yamatzich Libun Gamasakinim Ketanim. Ribam says you also need Libun on small knives that we take from the Ovde Kochavim. Because Derech of the Chol Natakim Mem Nir Dolek Mem Cholav Agam Hapchen Basra Agavi Kecholim Aben Atayim Yom Rekev Nenek Tashmish and Lakach Lach Hashin Adon Nisrami Vavir Hachi. So Rebam says no, you need Liban on small knives because sometimes they do use them with fire. And Rabbein Otam says no, it's not the Rekev Tashmish. So therefore, you're not choshish. So if it's a small knife, it doesn't require libun. And even if it does happen, they use it with fire. Hagala is still enough. The komash is sofu liflo laide roschin polet ba'agala rishona. Ayin sham, whatever it's going to be polet with hot water in the future is already niflat b'hagala rishon, is already expelled in the first hagala, with the first hagala, and therefore he says hagala is enough. Even if it did happen, they used it with or. So we have to understand this machlokas. Also have to understand the rosh of the zara perikay siman lamedal l'shita satos arivon. We'll argue with Rabbeinu Tam, that was what we just saw. The Rivam says that you need Libun. So he writes, V'yershi yaspik imilabin chudu shal sakin. It's enough to be milabin the sharp part of the knife. V'yishargin ala d'chom n'shtamish bo v'or avagav d'cham k'tzasu v'cham kulav n'spashayt isar v'kulam v'kom v'kom kem v'cheni yisrom n'shtamish b'sakin ala d'or Sagile Bahafi. So he says that you only need to be malabing the sharp part of the knife. And the Rambam says you have to be malabing the whole knife. We have to understand that machlokas as well. So it appears follows. It says, I'm going, or I've tuckers itself. That Rabbeinu Tam holds that a knife of chametz and a knife of avodah zarah have one din, and that is they both have a din of hechsher sakin machshir b'shtamshes. So you have to machshir the knife to be machshir it that a Jew should be able to use it. To just if it's a sack in shel chametz that a teira bala, is it in hekshar adi agala b'raisim? A sack in shel akum, she is sura bala, is it in hekshar adi libun be'ish? But both of them is in hekshar sakin. And the explanation of the chalost in hekshar sakin is, we don't say that the knife is a chavetz shel isur mamish. Mishim the kol ma'ashe bala mashvei leidin isur be'ikach aloi shimon. We don't say that the knife is a chavetz shel isur, and whatever it absorbs gives it an isur b'ikar chalos shemo. Because then, what's the nafkamina between a chametz knife or a avodah zara knife? Both of them are chavetz of isur. Here it's a chavetz of isur as chametz, a chavetz of nevelus. So why would there be a difference? So the pshat is shakol ikar din echshero urak echshero b'shtam shesli yisrael. Uvezeh shapi yesh makom lechalek beni matera bala. The sagi behechshar adei hagala, benim isura bala the bezebin and hechshar adei libon. Pshat is that the whole ikar din hechshar is to be machshirit for a Jewish person to use it, and there can be mechalik if a teira bala. Since it was balei hetter, it's more kal, so hagala is enough. Isura bala, we need hechshar adei libon. And since that's the pshat, it would appear that you see in Tosfos, that when do you say you need libun? When it's big knives that you roast basar, and it's tamshishanai deha or, and that's why you need libun. But the knives of Pesach are talking about small ones, that's not, you're not roasting with them, it's not ali tamshishanai deha or. It's not pshat that according to that Teretz Rabbeinu Tam holds, that the knives of Pesach, if they would be big, they would have a din libun. Because if we say that, then it emerges that even though a teira bala is a chilek in the din hechsher, that if they're small, then it's enough hagala, and if it's big, you need libun. Why would there be a chilek? It's a teira bala. So you have to say, Rabbeinu Tam holds that with respect to a knife of chametz, that we say this svar of a teira bala, there's no chiluk between a big knife or a small knife, because if it was a teira bala, shuv habeidin echshero ba'agala b'raisim. If it's a teira bala, the din is, like we said, roslim is enough, hot water is enough, you don't need libun. It was belay heter, when it was belay the chametz, it was heter. Ela ikar achidush, the terutz ha'asheni shel Rabbeinu Tamu, the teretz, the second teretz, is like abe sakin shel akum, or but a zara. Here there's a chilek between a big knife and a small knife. Big knife, hechshar adei libun. Small knife, hechshar adei agala b'raischim. Big knife, hechshar adei libun. Small knife, the hechshar is Hagala Bereischa. That's what the Gra means when he says that the first teretz goes with the second teretz. But even according to the first teretz, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Sakin Shel Akum requires Libun, that there's a chilek between a big knife that's Tashmisha Adeor, but not a small knife. If it's a big knife, that's Tashmishade or. So that requires Libun. But if it's a small knife, that's not Tashmishade or, even though it's a Surabala, but it's not Tashmishade or. So then Roschum is enough, Agal is enough. And according to what we said, Beshitas Rabbeinu Tam, that even by the Sakin of Vodah Zarah, there's a din of, only a din of Hechshar Sakin, Rabbeinu Tam holds in Tosfos and Chul and Tosfos Vodah Zarah, that a small knife of a god of Avodah Zarah, since ein ikar tashmisha lekach, we're not choshish it's going to happen that he use it with fire. In other words, mitzad hechshar asakin, since we're being machshir the knife, you have to be machshir the knife if it's a sakin of Avodah Zarah. It's a knife of Avodah Zarah, since it's not kavua tashmisha, Rois chum is enough. So again, hot water is enough, even though it's a sur bala, if it's not tashmish ha'idei ha'or. And even though sometimes you might use it with fire, but generally it's not used, so you're not choshesh. And even if you do, so we assume that the water is enough. That afilu is rami, sagi bagola, because it's gonna, like we saw in Tosfos. So that's all Rabbi Nutan. But that's not the way the Rivam holds. The Rivam holds that the ikar din of the knife of chametz and the knife of avodah zarah, they have two separate chalois din. And that is that if it's a sakin of chametz, nemar bikar o chalois din hechsher, mishum hachi sagile bagala b'roischa, a knife of chametz, there it has a din hechsher. And therefore, to be machsher it, it's enough hot water. But a knife of avodah zarah is a chalos din tara. That's a metara the knife, and that's how you're machsher it. And the reason is there are remote Rivam holds that a knife of avodah zarah is a chetzah shel iser mamish. It's not just a knife that was bolaya iser. The very knife itself is etzem iser. And since the chi of libun is mishum din tarasa, the Rivam holds that even small knives of avodah zarah require libun. That's the Rivam that we saw. Tosfos avodah zarah in Vavah and Beis. He requires libun even if it's a small knife that we take from avodah zarah, because tashmisha ma'ideh ha'or. So it's absorbing the iser, and in order to be machshir, it's not enough hechshir, you also need tara. Rabbeinu Tam holds that with the hagala you can get out these bleis, but according to the Rivam, hagala is not enough. Why not? Because you need tara, and hechshir is not enough. The chetzah shel iser. So the sakin is etzem ha'iser. Mishum shederek ovdei kochavim metakin b'mir shedolek b'am chelev. The ovdei kochavim have a fire with chelev, and the knife is used with that. To fix this nair. And it's burning chelev. So it's being used for, it's being used with fire, this knife. And their mahapik basra agav ucholim, it's using fire. So the sakin is etzem ha'iser. So it doesn't matter, that not enough to get out the bleeds, you need to be metara, tara with fire. It's in tara ade libum. Shem came Rabbeinu Tam, he holds it's just a din of hechsher. So as long as you can be machshir, if water is enough, water is enough, unless it's a big knife, ayudei, that's used with fire. So there it's not enough to... water is not going to be enough, there you need fire. But both are cases of whether it's chametz, that's water, or whether it's a big knife of avodah zarah, where it's fire, both are to be machshir. It's Rabbeinu Tam. Going to the Rivam, there's a din of tara. That's why I need to use fire. Even for a small knife of avodah zarah. And now we understand the machlokas Rambam Rosh. Rambam says you have to put the whole knife in fire. The whole knife needs to be put in fire because you need to be matar the whole knife, whereas the Rosh says just chulas shel sakin, it's a din mishtamshes, you just have to matar what you're going to be mishtamish. Okay, there's obviously a lot more to say on this sugya, but we'll leave it here, and it's Hashem. Hopefully we will revisit. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.